Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. Ontario's four largest school boards are launching lawsuits against Snapchat, TikTok, and Meta. They're seeking billions of dollars in damages, saying the social media apps are affecting schools, children, and learning. Tricia Kindleman reports.
The lawsuit alleges these social media products are designed for compulsive use and have rewired the way children think, behave, and learn. The suit includes the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board, along with Toronto District, Toronto Catholic, and Peel District School Boards. The boards say they are being left to manage the fallout of social media when they're already just getting by with limited resources. Duncan Embry with Neinstein LLP has been retained by the school boards. He wants to make change since he says these companies are aware of the problems their young users are facing.
The best case scenario I can give it to you in one word, change. Change to the nature of the algorithmic designs underlying these products, change to the age restrictions, change to the parental controls, but also change in terms of the resources.
The boards are looking for $4.5 billion to help them respond to the evolving needs of students. Tricia Kindleman, CBC News, Toronto.
The Canadian economy continues to grow. Statistics Canada says the country's gross domestic product was up by 0.6% in January. It's modest growth, but as we hear now from Peter Armstrong, it's better than most analysts were expecting.
I think you can safely call this a rebound. The headline number is better than expected. The flash estimate for February, better than expected. Manufacturing led the charge here, which is good because we saw a pretty sharp decline in manufacturing back in December. So all this feeds into that narrative that the economy is poised to pose something of a rebound through 2024. And these data might tell us that it's coming faster even than we might have expected. But it's evident that some of this isn't just the kind of economic grind of people buying more stuff. A big chunk of the rebound in manufacturing, for example, comes as production resumed at auto assembly plants after they had shut down for some retooling. So it's a good report. But like everything else these days, it includes some important caveats and points to a still choppy road back to that recovery. Peter Armstrong, CBC News, Toronto.
Ottawa says it has now helped 82 Canadians leave Haiti. With food and medicine increasingly difficult to obtain amid ongoing gang violence, Canada began operating rescue flights this week into the Dominican Republic. It's unclear how long the flights will continue, but Foreign Affairs says there are an estimated 3,000 Canadians currently registered in Haiti. Ireland has announced plans to weigh in on a controversial court case against Israel. It's South Africa's claim before the International Court of Justice that Israel's military campaign in Gaza constitutes an act of genocide. And it's the word genocide that has Ireland looking to intervene. It wants to widen the definition to include the restriction of emergency humanitarian aid. Meanwhile, UN aid agencies are suggesting that less than 20% of the emergency aid needed in Gaza is actually making it into the territory.
So that brings up the question, with all the restrictions that we currently see, whether there is a plausible claim to be made that starvation is or may be used as a method of war.
Now, as Volker Turk, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, he says if it's proven that an occupying power is deliberately slowing the distribution of aid, that would be considered a crime against humanity. Israel says the United Nations is to blame for delaying aid shipments into Gaza. Russia is reportedly using a new weapon in its war on Ukraine. That's the head of Kharkiv's regional police describing a flying bomb that was used on the city earlier this week. It appears to be a cross between a cruise missile and a drone, and crucially, it's cheap to produce. In this week's strike, one person was killed and at least 19 were injured. And that is The World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Joe Cummings.